Please join me in prayer. Father God, lead us through this season of Advent. Grant that we will be well prepared to celebrate the birth of your Son. May your word touch and instruct our hearts and our minds, that we would not forget the true meaning of Christmas, but be bold enough to proclaim it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for your attendance tonight, for being here. Advent is a special season before we celebrate Christmas. It's a time when in our busy lives we try and take some extra time to possibly think about things that often we're too busy to think about. Advent is a season when we think about all the ways our Lord has come to us, continues to come to us, and will come on that last great day. To be more precise, He comes to us tonight through the spoken word and the written word. He has come to us through the waters of baptism and His holy supper. He comes to us through spiritual birth and through ministry, and He will, on that last great day, come to us in glory at the consummation of all things. Her homily tonight is based on Matthew 21, mostly. I'm sure it was familiar to you as it was read. We've heard it many times before. In this chapter, Matthew gives a description of the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. And I find it amazing, and a couple of people this morning told me they found it amazing too, that you can read something over and over and know it practically by heart and think you really understand it, and then you read it another time and you know something that you didn't pay much attention to all those times. That's what happened with me. I have read this part of Scripture many, many times. But there was something there that I had never really thought about. This often happens to people. And that is that almost everything that we think about and we talk about happening on that day, which we call Palm Sunday, actually happened before the Lord entered the city of Jerusalem. More to the point, there were crowds, not a crowd. There are people shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." There are people flinging coats and cutting down and strewing branches all over the place to rightfully honor Jesus. I would have enjoyed being there. This was a big event for them. I never stopped to give much thought to who were these people. And in all likelihood, they were part of the crowds that had been following Jesus. That's not too hard to understand how they would follow him a long way, because he was a miracle worker. There's no better way to attract a crowd than to do some miracles. Many of them had been traveling with him, some from as far away as Galilee. They had probably seen him do some great miracles, and they thought they knew exactly who he was. But, and this is the part that's easy to miss, there were two crowds there that day. For the crowd that was shouting praise, "Hosanna to the Son of David," was not composed of the people from Jerusalem. Jerusalem's cry was not, Blessed is he. They had no idea who Jesus was. And we know that from verses 10 to 11, which says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Now, it is true that their own prophets had written about this. The prophet Zechariah had foretold the coming of the king to Jerusalem. He had spoken of a time when a simple donkey would be the preferred animal of the day. And the prophet Malachi had promised that one day the Lord himself would suddenly appear in the temple. So this had been written. How many people were reading it? Jerusalem was not ready. Jerusalem was oblivious to the signs of the times. Here the Lord himself came to his city, his temple, but his own people did not know him or rejoice to receive him. But that didn't change what Jesus was doing, did it? Later on in Matthew 26, it tells us, the Son of Man went on as it was written about him. Even though Jerusalem was not ready with a proper welcome, with the kind of greeting he deserved, he still came. The way was not easy. The path was not smooth. But still, Jesus came, and he accomplished what he came to do, to die for our sins, that we might be forgiven. Paul Gerhardt captures the significance of this Palm Sunday in the hymn that we just sang. He writes about Christ's entrance into Jerusalem in hymn 334. He was a pretty good theologian. And I'd like to repeat what we just sang, just stanza one of his hymn, O Lord, how shall I meet you? And if you listen closely, the last two lines could really be sort of a prayer. They could be sort of a prayer for us tonight. Stanza one. O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you are right. Your people long to greet you. My hope, my heart's delight. And this is the part that could be a prayer. O kindle, Lord, most holy, your lamp within my breast, to do in spirit lowly all that may please you best. Amen. So I ask you this evening, do you want Advent to have real meaning for you this year as you prepare for Christmas? Do you want it to form part of the main purpose of your life? And I bet most of you would say yes. Well, then I suggest that we start here, you and I, with asking the Lord to kindle, or if necessary, rekindle his light within us, that we might be properly ready to greet him, that we might be prepared for Christmas, that we might faithfully proclaim to an unprepared world what Christmas is all about. That during Advent we might be willing to find ways to show to those around us that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And more than that, he is the Savior and the only hope of this world. And I would pray that the Lord would not only help us in our preparation for Christmas, but that we would be prepared for something else. Another arrival of our Lord. That great day of the Lord. When not just Jerusalem, but heaven and earth shall be shaking. When the tribes of this planet will be in mourning, and the Son of Man will come on the clouds with His mighty angels. May our God prepare us properly to greet Him with a heart made new by Him. That's what He said, isn't it? A new heart I will give you. And with eager anticipation, are you looking forward to finding out this, what God has prepared for His people for eternity? And when the sun is darkened and the moon changes its color, the Bible says that's going to happen, and trumpets are sounding and stars are falling, Jesus is going to come again. And He's going to gather His people from all over the earth. May we be ready for that day also. And may our voices echo these words we have spoken so many times before. Blessed be the name of the Lord.